Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, you thought I was gonna jump around because you're a fucking basic white bitch. I'm out there in the fucking black community hanging out with Jimmy Martinez, my new brother. Learning about fucking learning about fucking hip hop and shit, y'all. Fucking sneakers.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. I don't really know what else they really teach you about, but you know what? I love black people now. Guys, we've learned a lot over the past few days. Black people are great. I'm at SJW now. We have two women in the studio now because we are now pushing the female agenda. We have these two fucking beautiful queens of life and comedy and love.
Yeah.
So happy fucking Woman Day as well. What a day, Zach. You're gay. I like you. Look at your fucking, I'm not even disgusted with your face.
Thank you.
What a day. SJW Louis J. Gomez here, ready to fucking party for
Louis SJW Gomez.
Oh, there we go. See, this is why you're better than me, Zach. Can you edit that and make it that I said that, please? Louis SJW Gomez, y'all. Just make it, and it's going to be tough because there's a beat, but Shannon, I have faith in you because you're a woman and you can do anything. Women are so great. We never have women on the show together. We never have two women. I think, is this the first time we've ever had two women?
No. We've had Alex and Kim on together, but with a
guy. But I was having sex with Kim.
Right, yeah.
So that did not count. Anything that happened during that time that was...
One that you're not having sex with? No.
Yeah. Okay. See? There we go.
Here we are.
Congrats to you guys for multiple reasons then.
Listen, the night is young. Very, very happy to have our guests on the show. It is... I want to make sure I have this all correct. It is... Noelle.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name, Noelle?
Winters.
Are you a comic?
No.
No, you're not a comic.
No.
Okay, good. Thank God. I would have felt really bad if like, I didn't know you. I was like, how do I even know this?
I'm not a person.
No. I know people. Okay. And Tracy Cornazzo's here. My good friend Tracy, who's been on the show many a time.
I have.
And you wrote Noelle.
Yeah.
Noelle Girl on Twitter.
Louis was just surprised there was a tattooed white girl in comedy that he hasn't tried to fuck.
Yeah. That's basically what's happening.
Who is this mystery girl?
He's like, Noelle. I can see you, and I think I might have, but I don't know your name.
Yeah, you guys host a podcast together, Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast.
Yeah, we host two of them together.
Mm-hmm. Why, Shannon... You're making me look dumb left and right, Shannon. You don't fucking give me
don't
any research.
Shannon.
No.
In your text message, Louis, it says the name of both podcasts.
Shannon, what you should be doing, though, as a producer of the show, is you should be walking in and going, hey, here's a breakdown of these lovely, strong women.
What were you just going to say?
I can't help myself.
Bitches.
I'm trying to change. It's 2019.
Here's the twat stats.
No, Shannon, you should have given me a fucking little sheet with their information.
Right, I'm sorry.
I didn't even know Noelle didn't have a last name.
Noelle Winters Herzog.
Herzog.
Yeah, Winters Herzog. Winters. It's hyphenated.
Okay. All right, Nicole Winter.
Noelle.
Noelle.
Shut up. I'm sick of it, man.
Just call us cunts. It's fine.
Right, it's fine.
These bitches are dope.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a different podcast. Yo, welcome back to These Bitches Is Dope.
Yo, These Bitches Is Dope here on NBC Radio. We're racist. Deal with it, Noelle.
That's fine.
Did you know you're walking into a Nazi podcast?
It's fine. I mean, I'm married to a Jew, too.
Well, he's not going to be happy with the end result here.
He'll deal with it.
Our final solution, he's not going to be happy with.
Oh, wow.
All right. Turn the music off, Shannon. It's just annoying at this point.
Yeah.
What's your other podcast?
90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Okay, because here's the thing. This is why and this is going to sound harsh.
Yeah.
This is why women aren't good at careers.
Oh, God. Okay. Everything's fine.
At careers is the funniest way to put that.
It's true. It says in Noelle's Twitter handle, owner of Full Belly Catering and Meal Prep, which is awesome, co-host of Teen Mom Trash Talk, find us on iTunes. She does not mention the other podcast.
Yeah, she's
I'm more
slacking.
Of like, I'm also more of like a guest on there. I don't think I'm an official co-host.
She's an official co-host.
See, I like guys, to think I am.
This is why you guys are bad at fucking business. Because right now, there's a disconnect as to what you even do with the show. Imagine you were a pizzeria. And you're like, she's like, no, she's the chef. And you're like, no, 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 I'm not the chef. Sometimes I come in and everything. No, she's the head chef. I swear to God. There would be a problem with this restaurant.
You're allowed to put in your profile.
Okay.
There you go.
You see that?
And this is why I'm good at business. And this is, but I can't, I can't help women.
Right, right.
Because
in general. Just like in life.
I come, do packets.
Listen, I can't help women because when I try to help women,
right,
the perception is that I'm trying to fuck them. Okay.
Yes, that's true.
So I can't bring them on the road. Even right now with having you guys on the show, I have to be a little bit meaner than I would normally be because, and I don't want you to, I have to preface this.
You're trying not to seduce us.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, that's the other thing is I think you guys would get so wet.
I mean, you'd be distracted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm wet, but it's Zach's here.
Yeah, of course.
So.
You guys are getting sweaty.
I bring up the moisture level in a room. It's like having a St. Bernard in a car.
If you could put the air conditioning up higher, that'd be great. Thanks.
Tracy, I love you. Tracy's great. I've done podcasts with Tracy for a while. She's always very funny. And Noelle, listen, a friend of Tracy's is a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be a very, very fun show. But I was talking to Shannon about this because earlier when I walked in, right, I started to caress Shannon's shoulders
right,
when I
yeah.
came into the studio today. And I started to give her a little bit of a
she was
massage.
Wet.
Probably.
Yeah.
Shannon's a real hobet. And then I stopped and I was like, wait a minute, stop. I can't massage Shannon the same way that I massage all of the other male employees here at Gas Digital regularly.
I've literally never gotten a massage here from anyone.
Well, exactly. Can I tell you why?
Because I'm a woman.
Because we're not trying to get fucking Me Too'd. So we'll massage each
I'll
other.
I'll sign something.
We'll fucking... Yeah, we made Shannon sign some shit,
I'll
but I don't
something.
Trust Shannon that Shannon even knows how to spell her own name. So my concern is that when they go through the contracts, they're going to be like, well, this is fucking... She just...
She wrote an X.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I'm having a difficult time in life. I can't really help any women.
I understand. Are you a good
But isn't
massager?
That unfair to women? I'm a fucking incredible massager.
Really? Interesting.
My fingers are fucking crazy. Crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I got fucking, you know what it is? I've gotten a lot of massages in my life and I know what a bad massage is.
Okay.
You have
to
know what a bad
massage
is.
I get that. I go to the rub and tug place. I don't get tugged.
Okay.
I just get more. I get like a little bit more of an aggressive rub.
Yeah, you're like, can you just get for the last 5 minutes
right.
go extra hard?
Yeah, like pretend you're jerking me off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like pretend there's a penis on my shoulder.
Yes,
that's what I do, and I like when they straddle
Would you
me.
Like there to be.
I mean, I don't even know what a penis looks like anymore.
Zach is trying to fuck Tracy Carnazzo before my very eyes.
It's so nice though. Like
it's
I feel
happening.
Wanted.
I'm just eventually my hand's gonna get over to Lewis.
He's just touching my thigh, my big chubby thighs.
Aww.
I'm being happier about my thighs too because I have big thighs.
Body positive, Jake Gomez.
I'm being body positive. Yeah, it's a new time. It's SJW Gomez. So I'm like I saw a guy the other day. Mm-hmm. This fucking guy was on the subway and he was a guy with a very similar body type to me, which is a thick.
Were you attracted to him?
Thick thigh dude. No.
Okay.
But the chick that he was with was a fucking smoke show. The chick was a just so hot, and this guy he had his shirt off. He had his mm-hmm. belly just fucking chilling. And he was jolly and happy, and he was a fairly good-looking dude.
Right.
He just had all the confidence in the fucking world mm-hmm. to just sit on the train with his big fat thighs and his belly out. And he had this bitch was so hot.
That's
I was like,
how he got her.
I
yeah.
know.
Yep.
It was. I was like, I was watching him. I was like, sir, put your fucking shirt on. How are you not embarrassed right now? It's crazy.
Don't body shame.
I know. Well, I need to start being more of that.
I was going to wear something skimpy today, but I
no,
didn't want...
No,
I was going to.
Don't do it.
I was going to.
I'm just telling you right now, me personally, I don't believe in body positivity. I think that it's bad for the world. I think we need to
You
focus.
Know what? You're not wrong, though.
It's true.
You're not wrong.
I think we need to be healthier.
Just because it comes in your size doesn't mean you should wear it.
True.
Right? I mean, there's 2X crop tops out here.
Yeah. No,
who's wearing that on purpose?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it doesn't... The confidence... Men aren't attracted to a confident woman.
Why do you think I get so much dick?
Our other women are attracted to confident women. Yeah. And they go like, yeah, good job,
true,
ladies.
Good for her.
Men just want fuck. They want to fuck what they want to fuck. So men are attracted to bigger women. Men are attracted to chicks with big tits, big ass, whatever it is. Like, I know Zach loves a bigger woman. You know what I'm saying? And that's not...
Wait, what?
But, you know, that's the thing. I don't think it's much more... I don't believe that... personality means really anything to guys. It means when you wife up a chick, it does.
Right,
like when
right.
you're trying to fucking settle down, but just for the sake of sex, it doesn't.
It means nothing.
Really means nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking. It's you know, for the most part, I guess there's other men, but that's not true because I am attracted to. It's really fucked up. I can't stop being attracted to female comedians. I have to stop. I have to get away from fucking female comedians. Once me and my chick broke up, I was like, all right. I'll never date a female comedian again. And I'm not like dating anybody, but it's like, I just find myself like talking to chicks that are comics. I'm like, I like this. She gets what I'm going through.
You're at home fake laughing to nothing.
I'm just saying, man, it's, so there's something to it. I guess that there's, you know, it gets in your head, but they still gotta be fucking hot in my opinion.
Right.
You know,
and what's hot to you?
You.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I know. I can't wait till the fingers, the magic massage. The thing about me, though, is like, I don't want to fuck you, but like, I would definitely take a massage. No homo.
Me?
Yeah, like anyone.
Shut up, Trace. You'd fuck me. The fuck
whatever.
Up.
It's fine. It's honestly, it's 11 o'clock in the
wouldn't
morning.
Wouldn't fuck me? You fucking asshole.
Oh my God. No, I would.
Bullshit.
I'm
artist.
Going to.
That's again at like one.
Fuck out of here.
So now you have one woman.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Shannon, do you want me to massage you more? Would you feel more included if I massaged you more?
If you massaged me the equal amount of times that you did the guys, I would be fine with it.
What if I smelled your hair while I did it?
You did that today.
I know.
Well, stop putting fun colors in it. It looks like it's going to smell delicious.
Yeah, it's like scratch and sniff.
It's like cotton candy.
Yeah, Shannon. Do you mind if I smell your hair if I massage you? That's fucking payment right there. That's not bad. The payoff...
You're doing it in like a funny way. I don't think you're doing it. Okay, now I feel better.
Zach's hair smells delightful. No, I thought it was going to smell like Funyuns. I really thought your hair was going to just smell like fucking, just like you rolled your head into fucking a bag of onion chips.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
Dipsy Doodles.
That's my brand.
Yeah, you definitely are a Dipsy Doodle type of guy. But it really does smell nice. Did you shower this morning? Is that what it is?
Yes, I did.
All right.
And I didn't even know Tracy was going to be here.
Yeah, that's it. You're really into Tracy. This is it. Tracy, do you have a boyfriend?
You know, I don't not have a boyfriend, but I don't have.
So she's down to fuck too. She would have just said yes if she wasn't down. I'm telling you right now, I read people.
We're going through something.
What are you? Why don't you fuck Zach?
Oh, I can't.
Why?
I don't know. He's like just white taste. And like
just your body types won't work.
Fuck you.
Will repel.
Listen, the day that you could
like
fuck Zach, when your body type can work with Zach's body type, then you have something to say to me.
Yeah. No, it won't at all. Me and Zach fucking... Ugh. Imagine me and you having gay sex.
Yeah, you actually.
Someone would get lost.
Or I think we just meld together into like...
I think we would just start rolling down a hill and collect the four dudes.
The thing that I will tell you, though, is that you're being self-conscious about your thighs lately. Is that what it is?
I've always been self-conscious.
Okay, well, I can tell
thighs.
You this. Like, Noel, I think you can agree with this. Have you ever looked at a guy and been like, oof, chubby thighs? Absolutely
never.
Not. No, we don't even know never. You have thighs.
No, I know, but you here's the thing.
Lewis turns Jankos into jeggings. His fucking his thighs are insane.
I got thunder thighs. But look, here's the thing. This is not attractive. The female listeners that listen to the show, most of them want to fuck my brains out. That's like a
really?
Thing. Well, of course.
Interesting. So your sister listens, though.
She definitely wants to fuck my
oh, wow.
brains out.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
And the...
You're Puerto Rican.
But it's not sexy for me to be this self-conscious, but I can't not be real ass. I can't not come to the table and bring my fucking
right.
what's on my mind.
I get it.
So the reality is... I need to be that fucking guy with thunder thighs on the train with his big belly hanging out and just.
Would
not
you
give
wear
a
like
fuck.
A shorter short? You know, like the shorter shorts are.
I'm wearing short
guys.
Shorts right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with your thighs.
When you
I just
walked
want
in,
you to
I
love
didn't
yourself.
Notice your thighs.
I know. See, yeah. But that's the thing that's in my head. You know?
I know. It I just is. I want you to be okay with that. I want you to heal.
Yeah. But then I've had girls tell me they like my big old fucking thighs.
Right.
It's like manly fucking legs.
It's a manly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then when a girl starts smacking your thighs, you're like, this is weird. You shouldn't be fucking smacking my thighs during sex. All right.
You're really getting your feelings.
Also, Shannon, can you do me a favor before we start the show? We haven't even started yet. Shannon, before we start the show,
yes.
Can we, can you, I mean, you can't play Limp Bizkit anymore.
Why?
Because I don't like Limp Bizkit.
You seem to love it today.
I don't like Limp Bizkit, Shannon.
You loved it.
No, I don't.
Hands at the table. Who thinks Lewis loves Limp Bizkit?
Edit all this out right now. Shannon.
You asked me to get you tickets.
Listen to me. I don't like Limp Bizkit. And the perception on me in the world is, oh, Lewis is a fucking insane clown posse Limp Bizkit fan.
You're a juggalo?
Yeah, that's what they think.
Oh.
All right. And you I'm not. I'm a little bit of a. I like the cause.
Yeah, that's the same thing. If the music was good.
I don't even know the music. I might like the music. Play some ICP.
Thanks.
Boop, boop. Shut up, dude. You're going to try to get on. We're doing the Gathering of the Juggalos next year.
I want
to
do it so bad.
But you can't say the really? Music stinks.
No, you can't. They won't let you
play the best song ever by the Gathering, by the Insane Clown Posse right now. I'm going to hear
their
it.
Their hit single.
The number one fucking song. The coolest song of all.
The C100 top playlist.
Stop being fucking. This way you're never going to play the Gathering.
I can play the Gathering because you know what? You don't
attitude.
Know who I am, Lewis. You fucking know who I am. I have.
She takes out Faygo and dumps it on her.
I have a very close connection to them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I used to work in the music industry and I worked with some people that have been on the Gathering.
I was on the Gathering years ago.
Were you?
Yeah, but we're going to go now as fucking Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, I think that's great.
We tried to get on this past year and we were close.
Definitely your fan base. Oh, and you lost me.
Yeah, interesting.
This is the best song, huh?
I felt targeted when they said floppy titty freaks.
This has the most views on YouTube, 12 million views.
I don't mind. Look. It's great.
Scary.
It's great.
We'll have a lot of fun.
It's so fun. All right. All right, Shannon. Jesus. Shannon, if you became a juggalette, you could probably go further in that industry.
Probably, you'd be the queen.
I would at least finally have sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be consensual. But yeah. You would definitely have it.
Yeah, Shannon, but you play Limp Bizkit and then it's sort of before the show and then everyone goes, oh, look what a fucking idiot Lewis is.
Because you get you all
unrelated. Unrelated to the song, though.
You get all hopped up.
Well, that was a particularly good song. And can I tell you why that's a good song? It was a Mission Impossible Limp Bizkit song. Okay? Play that song, Shannon, because the people that weren't listening to the live stream don't even know what we're talking about.
This is a music podcast.
The mm-hmm. The Mission Impossible song.
Bad music podcast.
Noelle? I don't even know you. I don't even know you.
Oh, now you do.
Now this song you think is going to suck all the dicks in the world. You're like, are they doing the Mission Impossible theme with a fucking hip-hop metal song?
Sounds like Lifehouse.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. But then it comes in and you're like, okay. Right here, you're like, okay, the drum beat's pretty good. John Otto on the drums. Don't ask me how I know.
Wow. Well, because they're your favorite band.
John Otto!
John Otto! Wes Borland on the guitar. Yeah, I know something or a thing or two about Limp Bizkit,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I've noticed. I always know the drummer of my favorite band, too.
Who's your favorite band?
Who's my favorite band? I mean, listen, I'm a really big Billy Joel fan.
Who's the drummer?
He has different drummers.
Name one of them.
Joe.
Your entire Joe argument from fell apart.
Joe from Long Island.
In front of our very eyes. What is the Teen Mom? Because we're not talking about the other podcast. It's not good enough for Noelle to put in her profile.
What do you mean? That's what's going on right now.
Anytime it's mentioned, it's being bleeped out, Shannon.
Oh my God, that's fucked up because guys actually listen to that podcast.
They do.
What's the other one again?
90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. Shannon, don't you host a 90 Day Fiancé podcast?
No, love I do after Love After Lockup, but I've been on their podcast.
What is this whole subcategory of fucking broads that are just watching reality TV and be like, we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. We're going to talk about it.
A lot of fan interaction.
I hate you
Tons
all.
Of fan
I hate everybody in this fucking studio right now. I love you, baby boy.
I want to start a Little Women of Atlanta podcast.
It's just you jerking off furiously.
Have you seen the Little Women of Atlanta?
It's just you heavy breathing.
We're going to do an entire...
Tiny twins.
We're gonna
bring Lewis. If you wouldn't fuck these chicks,
I'll tell you if I would. I'm single now, baby boy. I'll do what I want.
Oh wow.
I'll do what I want.
I've watched 6 episodes of the show last night.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Drinking.
Okay.
You gotta see their asses, dude.
First of all, the one on left looks like Kim. Oh Jesus. There we go. Yeah, I'd smash. Why not?
Are those real butts?
Dude, and they have like the lisp that Spanish girls get.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're all about it, Zach. But you're a freak of nature yourself.
Okay.
You know.
Little Women of... midgets do it for me.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's so derogatory.
That's a category for you.
I like fat chicks with huge asses. They're just tall midgets.
That's true.
They're built the same. Little T-Rex arms, and they can't reach there between their head cheeks.
They walk like they're
tall midgets.
Walking down the Yellow Brick Road always. I guess you're right. It's kind of hot. Yeah, they have to be particularly hot. I don't mind. I've definitely orgasmed to midget porn in my day. I've gone through, I've run the gamut of masturbating, and you I've landed on that. That's not crazy, you know. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever masturbated to, Tracy?
Probably just like my hopes and dreams. Girls are different.
Girls are way different.
I masturbate to like a guy like recognizing that we're in a relationship,
right? So like a guy getting me flowers.
I thought she was gonna say recognizing me the next morning.
No, you don't. You don't masturbate to that. You masturbate you don't see things visually. You don't watch porn.
No. Women are very different.
Women watch porn.
Likes porn. I'm not a visual person, though.
What's the last thing you masturbated to porn-wise?
I like scissoring. Girls scissoring.
Girls scissoring. Yeah. Are you a lesbian?
No.
Oh,
I just love lesbian porn.
But you want to do some lesbian
I just like to watch it.
No, if you're fantasizing about it, you want to do some lesbian
Because I don't need to see, like, loads on faces. Yeah, I already know what that's about.
No.
Yeah.
Once I see a blowjob scene, I get, like, upset.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Because I'm like, what's happening here? He's, like, gagging her. There's a lot of spit. I feel like I'm going to
faint. No, I'm not into that either. That's a specific category. That's also, like, gagging is a very
specific but just even,
thing.
Just, like, the whole blowjob thing, like, I don't know. It doesn't. Dude,
I'm about to throw my headphones off Tracy, Jimmy Martinez.
Yeah, Tracy, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you not get blowjobs?
Do I get blowjobs? Louis, look at me. I give blowjobs.
Louis, look at me.
We had a pencil in the podcast today.
That's a funny
thing. No, I do, but no, look I don't want to like watch, because you know what? The porn blowjobs aren't real.
No.
No. That's
and
not
then
how
the
you
girls
do
that try to do the porn blowjob, it turns me off.
Yeah,
when they start spitting on it and getting all gaggy and shit.
Gross.
You need to have a conversation. There needs to be a conversation about what you want, because the problem is everyone. There's so much porn out there now, and there's so much shit, and whatever you keyed into when you were 13 years old and you started like developing a real libido and like I was younger than that, but. That sort of was your foundation for what turned you on. And because we grew up in a generation where when we were 13, 14 years old, everyone had internet now. Everyone had fucking, access to looking at porn in one capacity or another. I think you're getting a lot more diversity. When you hook up with chicks now, it's like what people do in bed, it's like there's a wide variety of shit that they're into now. Whereas I think 20 years ago, it wasn't the case.
Yeah, it's like whatever turned you on the most in middle school. So,
yeah.
Girls.
Great. Everything's fine. You know what I think is fucked up, though? When you hook up with a new person and when they do like certain things, you know that that's just because their ex liked it. Like, I think that you're programmed to do, like, we make. We do sex the way that our exes did it.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with that.
So it's like now you're like, oh,
sort of
your ex-boyfriend liked, Yeah. Like sometimes during a beach, like, I'll just like hit myself in the face with it. Because some guys like that. I'll just test you out.
Some
that's
guys
very...
have enough dick for you.
Yeah,
to
I
do
mean,
that.
What are you going
to
do? Christ. Mine wouldn't even register on a scale.
Yeah.
What kind of heavy dick do you
sometimes
have?
Sometimes I just like take it
face?
And I make like a pretzel out of it. Because that's what some guys like.
She's like, I put it over my neck like a gym towel.
I do it like a boa on St. Mark's.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
You charge tourists to take a picture
of it. I'm like, $5, please.
She's like Jake the Snake Roberts. She slides it into the ring out of a bag.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting to like find out what the ex of that person liked.
Depending that man's on what, cock just bit Macho Man Randy Savage.
But if I really liked the chick, that would probably turn me off a little bit.
That's what I'm saying, because you're already programmed. So I think that it's really important when you're with a new girl to say like, hey, what do you like and what do you not like? Because otherwise I'm just gonna fuck you like I fucks my ex.
Yeah.
Like I'm on default.
Right.
So let's reprogram, because then if you do something weird to her,
it's like, you start off like with just sex, and you just start
gradual.
Off like a new, you're like, all right, cool,
like penis and vagina,
and then you do a little stuff, and you see what's up. But I'm fucking weird because I'm like dominant in bed, but but I only like to do things that would turn the girl on.
Like what? What's your like go-to move?
No, it's not even a go-to move. Like if a chick was into getting facials, if she was right. like, that really turns right. me on when you come on my face, like all I want is your come on my face. That would really turn me on to come on her face.
Yeah. Okay, so you just want to please her.
But it wouldn't turn me on. Like, I wouldn't want to come on a girl's face unless she was really into it. Yeah, I would never suggest it. Like, I've never been like, oh, I mean, I guess I have a couple times, but it's never, that's how I know that I'm not into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless she's like, fucking like, douse me in your cum. And then even then, I probably wouldn't.
See, I feel like I'm going to faint right now.
I wouldn't be into a girl that. I wouldn't.
Like, Jesus, please, just put your Timberland on the side of her face like a normal guy.
I think you're talking about Jordans. You're getting confused.
Fuck, that was a good one. All right, guys, let's take a moment and talk about Blue Chew, which I fucking love. Have you used Blue Chew before?
I haven't, but when I did the SDR show, they gave the guy with the dick out. Yeah. They gave him some Blue Chew, and he got it chubby.
Dude, let me tell you something. It is fucking, it is, there's a whole new you inside of your dick that you don't know about, okay? Mm. And Blue Chew really lets that fucking monster out. And I love it, dude. It is the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. It is just chewable, fun, delicious little blue raspberry pill that you pop in your mouth. You go, then 20 minutes later, you got a fucking raging hard boner. It can be a chick you're not even into. It's great.
Why are
it's
you looking
fucking
at me?
Great. You can even look Tracy in the eyes.
Masturbate right to my face.
Fucking boner. It's pretty nuts, guys. And the best part of all of this, it's very discreet. You don't have to go to a doctor and have a conversation. You don't have to go to a fucking pharmacy and be like, hey, look, my dick don't work. Boom. All you do is you go to BlueChew.com. You fill out a little questionnaire. They do it right on the internet. They do it very discreetly. They send it right to your door. You get a Blue Chew prescription that comes to your door every single month. It's the I'm telling you, it is the absolute best. All you got to do right now, if you want a free trial of Blue Chew, go to BlueChew.com. That is BlueChew.com. Get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping. Just $5 shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Start fucking better. Start fucking stronger. Be a real ass dude. Get a real ass cock with BlueChew.com. All right. Where were we? So. What happened with Jeffrey Epstein? Shannon. Let's guess the news.
Oh my God, I don't really know him like that.
Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, Shannon, what happened to Jeffy, baby?
So he was found injured in his New York City jail cell after a possible suicide attempt.
Do we know it's a suicide attempt? I like the picture in picture. Can you do a picture in picture in picture in picture in picture? Like you used to put
That's all I could do.
At Sears when you used to take the video camera and point it toward the TV and you're like, I've created a fucking...
Inception?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein found injured in jail cell after a possible suicide attempt.
Oh, his neck. Trying to hang himself with his shoelaces.
Maybe.
I thought they take his shoelaces. His neck.
Yeah, but if somebody's trying to kill that guy, you know, they're going to try to make it look like, I don't believe anything that's going on there. That's all fucking
like. Yeah, it's like if you were going to kill someone in jail, you would slit their wrists.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
It's also, and just play in their blood.
I think about this a lot. Person. I think about this a lot.
I wouldn't slit their wrists. You'd try to make it look like you're
suicide. Yeah.
I think they can, with forensics, here's the problem with shit like that, is they can make it, they can tell which way it was like slit.
Yep. No one cares about prisoners, though.
Like the angle. Like you're not going to get the angle, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know. But my assumption
I would tape their arms to my arms, right? I would put the blade in their hand and I would slit their arms.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm like a real criminal.
You are. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I stopped watching those forensic shows probably 8 or 9 years ago. And at that time, I'm sure it's gotten even way better. Technology's gotten crazy. That was the type of shit. They'd be like, well, you know, the angle of the blade, it's impossible to go from that exact fucking thing because his arm couldn't go. So they would know.
Yeah.
There's no killing anybody anymore.
Yeah. But you know what? In jail, I feel like they're going to be like, just throw the prisoner away. You know what I mean? Like they take the dead prisoners and they put them like medical waste.
Yeah, but this is public enemy number one.
Yeah, right, that's different. But I'm talking about when I'm in jail.
Oh, okay.
You know, the girl that I kill in jail, no one's going to give a fuck about. I promise you
Big
that.
Blue.
Yeah.
Public enemy number one. Thank thee for everything.
Oh, well.
Thou Gaston.
The eye contact was a lot.
Yeah, sorry, guys. That was a song we sang in Anything Goes. Got to play Public Enemy from Anything Goes. It is a music show today. Public Enemy from Anything Goes, the play, the 1950s musical, performed when I was in high school. What? I was in musical theater.
I know. Yeah, I know a lot about you.
I don't fuck around, baby. Boys, I do what I want to do. Some fun now. Public Enemy number one. Public Enemy number one.
Sorry, Noel.
No. Captain, this is my line. Steph-o, the Steph-o. It's time for killing the kid. It's time for killing the fat. On behalf of Public Enemy number one. Public Enemy number one. No. Public Enemy number one, thank thee for everything thou hast done. Sorry, I'm a little out of practice.
Yeah, no, interesting. It was good, though.
Hosting a podcast?
It was good regardless.
Shut up, man. That was dope. It really brought me back to high school.
Wow. I did a lot of theater in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, and in college I did. Yeah. Actually, my whole life I did musical theater.
Still.
Yeah, still.
Did you know that song?
No, I didn't. That was like really eye-opening.
She toured different high schools doing Hairspray.
Her name was Tracy. I mean, the role was made for me.
She just did the Whiz. Yeah.
Why do you think I'm like this?
No, yeah. Somebody's going to kill him. And if somebody kills him in jail, it'll be a professional hit.
He's dead.
And they'll make it look
He's dead. It's over. That guy's
somebody probably just beat the shit out of him.
I heard they're coming out with like a list. Like they're compiling the list. If you are a powerful person that has fucked a child in the past 30 years, I mean, you are shitting the bed right now.
Yeah.
You are. If you have fucked a child in the past 30 years, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's about to happen.
Yeah.
Because there's no way there's not a paper trail or shit like that, because that's the shit that, like...
Especially if you wrote about it in your diary.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, you're bragging to your friends about it. You're asking them to smell your fingers. It's very difficult to not... It
smells like...
Because if you're a pedophile, think about how fucking great it is. It's so rare. It's like...
Yeah, it's got to be like picking up a 10 at a bar.
I mean, it's not just a 10 at a bar. It's like, you know, what was that? I always compare things to kids' movies now. The Trolls movie on the Trollstice.
Oh, when you fucked all those kids at the Trolls. I have no idea.
Did you see the Trolls movie?
No.
Okay. So
no, we don't have kids, Lewis.
In the Trolls movie, they have a thing called the Trollstice, okay? And the Gargabub? What
Gargamel.
No, it's not Gargamel. It's Smurfs.
I said it so confidently. I know.
No, it's whatever they're called. I forget what the monsters. What are they called? Let's see. Monsters. Shut up, Tracy.
There's a lot of the kids' movie references on this podcast.
That's why I don't understand.
I have the last Trollstice scene if you want to see it.
Go ahead. Pull the last Trollstice scene up.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It's okay, son. I remember being nervous my first time.
So pause it for a second. So these are monsters that, and the trolls are little cute things that sing songs and create happiness, and they live in the trees, right? So these monsters, once every like 10 years, they call it the Trollstice. They're miserable. The monsters are fucking miserable, right? And but once every 10 years, they get to eat the trolls on the Trollstice. And it gives them, to eat the trolls, it's like pure joy and happiness. It's like the only time they ever feel happiness in their entire lives, like, right?
So that's what you're comparing fucking a child.
That's what I'm saying, fucking a baby.
Great.
So if you fuck babies, I'm assuming it's like just, you never get it.
By the way, that just means Lewis has no other way to say happiness. He had to reference the Trolls movie to explain the concept of happy. He has a son.
Dougie, but it's, you got to understand like how much they fuck. It's okay, play the scene. It's fine.
My boy.
It is my sacred duty to initiate you in the ways of true happiness. I have chosen an extra special troll just for you. The happiest, most positive, sweetest troll of all. And because every prince deserves a princess, I give you the one they call Princess Poppy.
Please make me happy, Princess Poppy.
What are you feeling?
That one's rotten.
It's fake?
Fake!
Fake!
They're gone?
Where are they?
That looks like Zach, by the way. The little kid looks just like a young Zach.
I think I hear something.
Go, go.
All right, that's it. Go see the movie.
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, now.
Yeah, I mean,
are you not in? Are you now kind of not in? It's so good.
What happens next?
Kids' movies rule. Oh, my God. They rule. And by that kid, I mean, it really does look like a young Zach. Holy shit. I never realized it.
That's a compliment, Zach.
Yeah, cute kid. Yeah, that movie's fucking great. And the point is that
fucking kids is the best.
It probably is like, does somebody trolls. Have a stand-up joke about that?
Adrian does.
No, somebody's got a big comic has a stand-up. A bit about.
Not a woman comic.
No, funny. I said funny. who's Adrian?
Oh, really?
Oh, Appalucci.
Yeah.
Appalucci.
She has a joke about how fucking kids is the worst because the kids are so annoying.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. Somebody else has a joke about how it must be the best to fuck kids.
Oh, Mike Racine, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's more famous than that.
I thought that was a Louis bit.
Maybe it's a Louis bit.
Something like, if you're going to kill him after.
I don't remember. But it was a pretty funny bit.
That was regardless. My TED talk.
So, so Epstein, he got beat up in jail probably. I think that it's, I call foul play. I would have done a rape dicks on it, but we already solved the case. I think this guy's getting fucked up in his cell. They're going to pay somebody to kill him.
They're going to
pay him
in
honey buns.
Before that shit comes out.
But it's not who's going to pay somebody to kill him. It's going to be some fucking high-powered motherfuckers.
Somebody in jail.
Yeah,
they'll put in the word.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. In jail, he's on suicide watch because he's definitely suicide risk, for sure. I mean, I'd kill myself if I was him. That's that. Look at the rest of his life
in prison.
Yeah,
you can't take away kid pussy.
He's never going to eat a troll yourself. Again.
Yeah.
He's never going to have his trollstice. Okay? Zero chance you're getting child
dude, with
pussy
this guy's
in jail.
Luck, they're going to put him in juvie. He just can't stop fucking kids everywhere he goes.
I mean, it's just never happening again. Imagine you're a pedophile and it's just, that's it.
You peaked.
Yeah, you're done. Kill yourself. So he, or people in jail, they do not like pedophiles. That's the other thing.
No, I know all about that, actually.
Well, I know because you guys host a fucking After Lockup, and I'm sure that's...
Well, that's Shannon's show.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the one?
You're just confusing all of us twats.
Guys be fucked, right?
Yeah, that's
very cool. Very nice to have you guys on the show.
You're welcome. We actually just switched over platforms, so
very good.
Yeah. No, I have a friend that's in. He's locked up, and he was telling me how, like, you know, when they come in, and if you have any kind of crimes towards children, you're fucked.
You're dead.
You're done.
Yeah.
Do they kill them, though? They just beat them up every day and they become
I mean, there's
bitch.
Some of them Eventually, get killed. Some, not, it depends on where you are.
Every pedophile that goes to jail is murdered.
No, but he's in a really nice jail right now. He's in a really nice prison, actually. He has a dog. Like, things are going really good.
In prison,
good
he's
for him.
Got a dog?
Yes, he does. I'll show you pictures afterwards. He is flourishing.
White guy?
Yeah, Jewish.
I was kidding.
Josh That's Evans. Yeah.
Crazy. Why?
He was doing a little bit of drugs. He went to the University of Alabama. And then he moved to North Carolina, and he was mixed up in some meth, and he stabbed a hooker in a drug deal gone wrong.
What?
Yeah.
He was mixed up in a little bit of drugs.
Right.
Obviously.
And he stabbed a hooker.
In a drug deal gone wrong. That's the headline.
Okay.
And he stabbed her 17 times. I think she's fine. But he's... Listen,
besides the 17 scar marks.
Right, besides the 17 little
her
stabs.
Her value, you gotta understand.
Yeah.
She sells her body.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I think she was selling him drugs, though, at
those
that
wounds.
Right.
Big turnoff.
Yeah, that's why he's in jail,
maybe.
I guess.
If this was Target, she'd be on a fucking discount rack, okay?
He probably had to pay.
The dented can of fucking.
Yeah, dude. She's...
So, yeah.
She's like, you know, you find like
a fucking like ripped a new, up package of Denty Moore.
Yeah, like a new bookshelf, and there's just like fucking... dents in it and chips in it. You're like,
a lot of hookers are a little dented. No, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, not that dented. 17 stab wounds. It's going to be hard to keep it up.
Depends on where it is.
Where do you think they? You
know. If it's just, you know, you could cover it with
maybe
some Dermablend. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he did it behind her fucking toes?
Like in between her toes? Yeah.
Like a fucking heroin addict?
Yeah. He's going to be like, they're just going to think you did a lot of heroin.
Yeah, no. I think he stabbed her in the fucking stomach.
Yeah, I
got
to ask him when
neck.
He calls.
Why do you talk to this man?
Oh, I've known him my whole entire life. He's like a child
She'll
in front of
to
mine.
Anybody,
but,
really.
But at what point, what can
Noelle.
Somebody do?
I talk to her.
What can somebody do to make you say, I'm not going to speak to them? Because, I will defend my friends.
I didn't know this hooker.
Yeah, I know, but he still stabbed a hooker.
Yeah, but he's doing really well. He's leading.
Yeah, but it's not like he stabbed a real person.
Exactly. He's leading NA meetings, right? He got his degree from US.
Niggas with attitudes?
Always with the N-word. Yeah, no, he's doing
that's
really well.
That's our third podcast. Always with the N-word.
Okay, that was all right. Yeah, no, he's doing really well. He reads a lot.
I think, you know when they say...
He's in the best shape of his life.
You know, he has the record for hooker stabbing.
Probably not.
You know when they say that to like cut out people of your life that are maybe bringing some sort of negative energy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He brings me positive energy. He's doing better than I am, like for sure.
He's a dog.
He's got a dog. He's in great shape. He just got his degree. Like, he's doing really well. He's in recovery. He's writing a book. I'm not doing any of these things.
I mean, I guess. And I mean, I guess if the only downside is there's some hooker with 17 holes in her body.
Yeah, I mean, she did lived. Not, she's fine.
And they're between her toes.
Yeah, and she, that's true. She was a hooker slash drug dealer, which is really...
No, hooker slash drug dealer.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I think that you're right, actually. You sort of convinced me.
Yeah.
Who are these...
That's like, for the other like podcast.
Who are these white people?
I know who they are.
Fenoya.
I don't like when fucking...
Random whites strolling.
Random white people strolling.
I felt like you're telling me parents were here.
It was crazy. They're all fucking responsible looking. I'm gonna give them the dirty, evil eye right
now. Does Fenoya's podcast just come with a pair of fucking khakis?
Yeah, it comes with a puka shell necklace.
Who the fuck are those old whites?
That's the guy that wrote all the Fish songs.
Is that from? Is the guy from Fish?
No. It's the guy who wrote all the Fish songs. It's
the guy who wrote all the Fish song.
Wait, what the fuck?
They have like a lot of songs.
He wrote all the Fish songs.
Yeah. Fish doesn't write their own music?
Sometimes.
Like Milli Vanilli? Yeah, he's like the fucking real one?
They're like Britney Spears.
They're more of a jam band. He's the writer.
He's the lyrical writer.
Yeah, there's not like... But also, don't they not have songs? Isn't them just going like, all right, this one's going to be in the tune of A, boys.
I've never heard a Fish song.
Neither have I. Literally, I don't understand. It makes me respect Fenoya less.
Oh, wow.
Like, I like Fenoya.
Good luck
a lot.
With that.
He's. I like Fenoya a lot. Aww. Dude, him and Nathan McIntosh, when they did the show, that's one of the best episodes of the show we've ever had.
We're right here.
Fucking Fenoya.
Two women are right here. We're making history.
This is going to be the best episode.
We've not fucked Lewis. We've not fucked Zach.
That's true.
I'm not a comic.
She's not a comic. Yeah. I'm really kind of not a comic.
Yeah, you're barely a comic.
Barely.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about Infinite CBD, which is just an incredible company. We love Infinite CBD. They've been with the show forever. Marquee sponsor of Skankfest the past 2 years in a row. I'm sure they'll be back for the next year as well. If you don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive ingredient in hemp, in marijuana. So it does not get you high. It's not designed to get you stoned and get all fucked up. You're not going to we're talking about Fish. You're not taking CBD and then going to listen to fucking Fish jam out, okay?
Even I take CBD.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you use CBD for?
It's for my anxiety, my craziness, everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you use the anal inserts?
Yeah, I do the anal.
They really do have suppositories.
Yeah, you showed me how you did it, so it was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's pretty awesome.
That video was great.
They really do have a bunch of different things. They do actually truly have suppositories, but they have gummies. They have things that you could vape. They have the AM pills, which I love. They're caffeine infused with CBD as well, so it wakes you up, gets you feeling clear-headed and great in the morning. Do a little bit of research and see what CBD can help you with. Everything from physical pain to anxiety to insomnia. There's so many different benefits of CBD. And if you go to infinitecbd.com, that is infinitecbd.com, you can see what's right for you. You get 15% off your entire order if you use the promo code RAP15. RAP15. Save 15% off your entire order at infinitecbd.com. They have so many amazing different things. I use a Freezing Point topical cream. Basically, anytime I work out now, it's perfect for recovery. You don't get sore the same way you would if you were to go to the gym and not use that.
And completely transparently off the air, even me and Lewis talk about, we both have people in our families that we've given it to.
100%. My aunt, literally, I give my aunt for her arthritis in her hands the topical cream. And she loves it. Every time she visits me, I give her a new little thing, okay? So once again, that is infinitecbd.com. Use that promo code RAP15. Save 15% off your order. All right, let's get back into it. All right, well, you know what? Maybe we'll see. This show's actually very good so far. It's flying by. We're 40 minutes in. We haven't even started.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I could do this all day.
I know.
And I will.
You're a very good podcaster.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little about your show. What is your show?
Come on. Our show is about Teen Mom.
Okay.
Teen Mom Trash Talk. We watch an episode. We recap the episode.
My ex loves Teen Mom.
I know, and she's going to be on our show.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's
we talk about it all the time. Actually,
I can't get into this show. I can't.
Why?
I can't.
It's phenomenal.
You know what it is? It makes me sad.
You know what? That's why I like it. So I cry a lot when I watch it. I'm not going to lie to you. But it also makes you feel good about yourself because you have to see, like, I mean, maybe not you because, like, you are kind of like a product of this environment. But I'm not. Like, I don't have any kids that I ever, like, I never, like, birthed a child.
Birthed?
Yeah. Never did it. So it makes me feel good because as much as my life, birthed.
Well, we've also watched from the beginning.
We watched from the beginning. We're invested in these women.
So we know, like, everything there is to know about them.
Lou, I'm not asking this disrespectfully. How old was your mom when she had you?
20. 11.
20, okay.
She was 18 when she had my sister.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, it does remind me. I grew up with such bullshit and, like, real deal fucking, like, just abuse.
Sure.
That watching kids being abused, and they're being abused on multiple levels. Just the show itself is abuse. Like, just
even exposing the children. Absolutely.
In the purest form, even if it was just like, you know, I think it's abuse when it's, you know, them just doing like a. And I tread that line. I put my son on social media because I have family members online that you know, want to be involved in his life. And I don't really do it on Twitter. I do it on Instagram.
Right. And they're like, we don't want to be involved in his life, like, in real life. We just want to look at pictures
of him. I mean, they do. I mean, it's just a different time now. So it's like, I sort of. You know, I toe the line there because I do have a big following and there are people that, you know, fucking, you know, it's not like a regular person that has 200 friends on Facebook and that's that. Like,
sure.
So I, you know, I get it.
You're a celeb.
But I don't use my son to fucking make money. I don't use him to.
Well, I don't think here's the thing. When these girls signed up for it, they were just a little bit pregnant. Yeah. They didn't sign up after they had kids. These girls were like 15, 16, 17 years old.
I know, and the network and they were like six for even putting them fucking
on. I think the network completed my life. First of all, I pay my bills off of Teen Mom, so don't ever, ever fucking say another word about them.
No, I won't. I have a hard time. It's not just that show. It's like I can't watch those intervention shows.
Okay, they upset me.
I can't
watch them. Do they upset you? Noelle has addict parents.
I have addict parents, so I think that I almost like resonate with it.
You're in.
No, I resonate with it too. My mom was a heroin addict, and but that's why I can't. That's what, like, I mean, I just fucking, whatever it is, those, like, you know, I'm trying to be entertained by things that make me happy.
Sure.
You know, like the, you know. Like, honestly, I have no problem watching movies with my son.
Right.
Because it's just fucking, like, it's great. You know, it's just all happiness, comedies, things like that. I truly have a hard time watching, like, dark television shows.
Jailbirds
was
great.
Jailbirds
was kind of silly and fun, though.
Yeah, a lot of toilet talk.
Jail is silly and fun.
Jailbirds was silly and fun. And these girls, they weren't, you know... The way they filmed that, it was a fun, silly show, and I would have never clicked play on it. Right, Kim started playing it, and then I watched a little bit of it. It was just kind of fun, and then you watch the darker side of it, like you see the stories, like that bitch, like just they lined up a family in a driveway and murdered them in front of the girl, and she
doesn't
drove the getaway car.
Doesn't make you feel better about yourself, though. Like that's what it is. Teen Mom makes me very directly feel better about myself. I used to watch like Maury. Big time into Maury, any kind of like out of control teen, really, really into it. I was always into trash TV.
You were always into trash TV. Yeah. I like to watch it because it makes me feel better. Also, I grew up in a really traumatic environment and it almost makes me feel like, but I'm normal. These people are like,
yeah, like crazy. I won.
Yeah, like I can't believe my life compared to them.
I get it. And I think a lot of people probably feel that way as well. I'm kind of a pussy about this shit. I really can't. It's just like, I can't. I don't watch sad movies.
You're more sensitive than I am, though.
Maybe.
I'm super sensitive.
Did you watch that show Euphoria yet?
No.
Not yet. I'm going to.
I watched the first episode and a half and I'm like, I got to tap out. I can't do, I can't deal with that shit that's like that heavy. It's a good show. It's a really, really good show. And the acting on it's great. The writing's really, really great. It looks great visually, but it's a fucking heavy show. Dude.
I love heavy.
Oh, dude. It's fucking. Dude, it's fucking. There's like a scene where this guy's like, all right, whatever. The guy fucks trans people or, you know, fucking, you know, but like young teenagers, like tranny kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out it's the one, like the bully in high school's dad. Spoiler alert for the first episode. That's the end of the first episode. Sorry. But. You know, fucking, they have a scene in the first scene of the second episode. This is where I tapped out. They have the bully when he's like eight, it's like a flashback scene. of him like going through his dad's computer and finding videos of his dad fucking these trans.
Oh, I would love teenagers. That. I would love that. Is this real? Is this a reality show?
No. This is written. And he's watching his dad like just fucking put his fingers in these trans kids' mouths. And he's just being programmed with like, I mean, just being damaged on such a fucking crazy level. Like what's going on in that moment. I got a little boy at home and it makes me feel horrible.
I'm on my computer!
But it makes me feel horrible. Like, even if my son, even, like, saw regular porn on my computer or just fucking, like, whatever it is, I fucking sent dirty videos out before. He found, like, just, like, a dirty video, right? I would feel like that would be really fucking
fucked
up and tragic.
Has he ever seen something like that on your phone?
No. But that would be really fucked up and tragic, I feel like.
But I think everything screws kids up.
Yeah.
You can't not screw a kid up.
Yeah.
You know?
Even like when you think everything. That you're like in a regular house, you're not.
Yeah, but if you know, having your kid finding a video of you fucking, you know, a young trans girl, that's probably worse than...
They'll block it out.
You know? Yeah, probably.
Probably
yeah.
Block it out.
That's when I tapped out on the show. I was like, I can't... Well, I came, first of all. And then at that point, I just lost the motivation to even be awake.
I can't wait to go home and watch the show.
It was pretty hardcore.
HBO.
Dude, it's fucking... It's pretty intense. It was a good show. You know, I can't hate on it. I just can't watch shit that's that dark.
It doesn't make you feel better about yourself?
No.
Oh,
it makes me feel horrible. It makes you just start thinking about all of my bad things that happened to me in my childhood.
Right.
I really do like block that shit out to a certain degree. You know, when I'm ready to address it, whether it's through therapy, comedy, or whatever it is, I address it. But throughout my day, I don't sit there and think about the fucked up things my mom did and fucking, that I experienced as a child. I'm not even blocking it out. I try to live in a very positive headspace. I think the way you think is very powerful. I sort of build off of momentum. If I'm in a good mood and I have good things going on, usually good things are happening for my life as well. So, listen to their show. I'm sure it's fucking horrifying for anybody. If you guys want to fucking, have just, break down even more the abuse.
We usually just like, we make fun of them. 90 Day Fiance trash talk.
Yes, it's all the same shit. It's like I watched one of those episodes. This fucking bitch is just crying because this guy doesn't love her.
Yeah, no, but it's not traumatic, though.
It's fucked up. These bitches are nuts, okay?
Yes.
And they deserve the pain they're getting. But I can't live in it with them. Like, there's no enjoyment for me to watch some chick hysterically crying because this guy's obviously using her to fuck. She's like 400 pounds. He's from Spain. He's got abs and fucking he's gorgeous.
Watched the show.
I've watched it. Yeah, I've watched it a few times because Kim loves this horse shit. And I used to make her turn it off when we lived together because it would make me feel
comedian.
Bad. It would make me feel bad.
I just rewatched the whole first season of Rock of Love.
Oh,
it's
so
love
good.
Rock of Love.
Yes.
Dude, the world is so different than it was in 2005.
It is really weird.
Can you imagine a reality show, like dating show now, where like one or two episodes in, the guy's talking to the contestant girls and he's like, hey, what you're doing right now? Making me real horny.
Yeah. It's great.
It's insane.
It's great.
All he talks about is fuck. First of all, they lined up the original, whatever, 20 girls, and the bouncer just comes out and picks the four ugliest ones.
Yeah.
Like, no pretense at all.
You're out.
He goes, nah.
That's awesome.
And then they're just crying in the driveway. Like, we didn't even get in the house. Like, beat it.
Yeah, they won't leave.
It's so funny.
It was like real life.
We used to watch Rock of Love
funny.
At Big J's apartment weekly. That was like one of our shows that we would watch when I lived in Queens.
And it's uncensored on Amazon. So titties the whole time.
Oh, really?
Uncensored. I'm watching it.
But you have to pay for it. $1.99.
A lot of those girls are in porn.
Yeah, ton.
Shocking.
Yeah, not bad. So, all right, Shannon, let's do Does It Live. What happened here?
Does it live or does it die?
Look at Ralph. Ralph's looking skinny.
Yellowstone National Park. A family is there with their children. This is involving the 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, no, Shannon. Shannon.
I saw this.
Pause it.
No.
Pause
it. It's good.
Why would you fucking... A 9-year-old child?
No, it's fine. I saw
it. What happens?
It's very silly. It's really lighthearted. It's silly.
I feel like this
well,
is
don't
not
fucking
be
spoil
silly.
It. The whole fucking bit
it's like
is does it live or does it die?
Yeah, you don't know what happens.
Now I know she lives because she just said it's silly. She gets impaled
death
through her
is silly
eye.
To her, though.
Yeah, you don't know me very well.
Fucking bisons just wailing the fucking ears. She decapitates the girl.
Yeah, it's,
she does a podcast about meth babies eating Cheetos off the floor.
Yeah.
This might be hilarious.
Yeah, go.
I love this.
I'm so nervous.
Bison is delicious.
My
I love Vice. Very lean.
I told you it was good.
Well, that girl did how many flips? Rewind it.
Yeah, she's gonna be an ice skater.
It's just one flip? Oh, that's not that bad. Let's see. One flip. One full flip and lands on her feet. She's a black girl. She's fine.
Her family fine. Ran away. That's what I love. I just love that her family was like, fuck this shit. We could have another
grabbed
kid.
The little girl? That's crazy.
That's the biggest squirrel I've seen.
Yeah, you know black people don't like dogs, so
they weren't
bison.
Black.
I imagine a bison.
That's true.
They weren't black.
Go ahead. They were black in my mind, Tracy. Let me just fucking
all right, it. You can have it.
Yeah.
So, do you want to guess?
I say the girl's dead. I hope she's dead.
I think
she lived.
I think she's dead.
I think she's fine.
I think she got a broken ankle, but the family had no insurance.
So they killed her? they put her down?
They took her out back and shot her.
This shit.
Like a horse.
She's got no ankle. She's not useful.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened, Shannon?
So the little girl was treated at the Old Faithful Medical Clinic. She was treated and then just released.
Yeah,
they didn't
fine.
List her injuries, but she was released the same day.
Into the wild?
Yeah.
They tagged her.
Yeah. She released the same day, so it was not that bad.
Nope.
It's fine.
But that's a fun little experience.
I feel like there's
that video for the rest of her life.
Like, you know how like there's always like 20 seconds before videos and you're like, what really happened? Yeah. Somebody's fucking with that bison.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bison didn't do that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You a bitch ass
no
bison.
Way. I've pet a bull before and nothing happened to me.
Yeah.
She's just not. See, I'm like really, I'm shark proof. I'm tiger proof. And I'm probably bison proof.
She thinks she's any animal
why are you
proof.
Have I ever
proof?
Gotten bit by a shark? No.
You can't even
I like
argue.
What she's going for. Right. I don't mind her. Yeah. Like, Tracy's good, you know, but.
But.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I'm just saying, I've been around bitch. Sharks and nothing has happened
you
to me.
You've never been around a real shark.
I've been around real sharks.
No, you haven't.
I used to live in the Hamptons.
It doesn't mean anything. You haven't, like, been in the water with circling sharks trying to eat you or tigers.
Nothing would happen to me because I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like all about your attitude.
What happened with the Twitch gamer, Shannon?
Okay, so this is, I'm going to bring up the video in just a second. Oh, Bobby has it. So she's famous for playing video games online, and she's been attacked by the PewDiePie guy before because I guess she's competition for him. Mm. But in this video that we're going to show you in a second, she throws her cat.
What?
And so the internet kind of went crazy.
Let me see what happens here.
Oh, hold on. Pause it 1 second. Hold on. All right.
There we go. What game is she playing? Is that Oh, hello.
There you go.
Who cares what game she's
playing? Thank you. Thank you. Is that what's it called?
Milo.
Okay, in all fairness, you can't see out of frame there is a basketball net behind her.
Hilarious.
And oh, that's so good.
She named the cat Milo. Look at those titties. Holy shit.
That's so, dude, that's how people treat
in slow
their
motion. This is great. Yeah. Cats always land on their feet.
Cats,
what's the problem?
Do you know what we used to do to my fucking cats?
Cats are gross.
I mean, I just fucking fling my cat across the room. They're fucking cats. It doesn't even matter if they die. They're cats.
You just got one outside in the garbage.
Yeah, there's more cats ready to jump in your house.
Yeah.
Put a saucer of milk out. You'll have another cat.
Yeah,
that's true.
Who gives a shit?
Not me.
Zach does.
But you throw your cat.
Of course you throw your cat.
They're annoying.
You know what we used to do? We used to take the pork fried rice in Chinese food.
Yeah.
We used to just take a piece of pork and we used to dip it in the really hot, crazy hot mustard.
Uh-huh. Well,
we used
like
to just
that.
Put it on the table. I'm like, yeah, would come up and eat it. And you'd watch her literally jump in the air like a cartoon with her mouth on fire and then just start running all over the house in circles.
Energy.
They couldn't do energy. Anything.
No, Noelle and I used to, we had a friend with a cat and we used to play a game.
And we would wrap everything in turkey and see what it would eat. Like we would just gummy bears.
Yeah. Just like,
you know,
it was the turkey game.
Matches.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right. The Poison remote. Plants. Anything. I know. Just wrap it in turkey.
If you wrap it in turkey, a cat will eat it.
It will
Another
eat it.
Another cat.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to bring up the gamer that sold her bathwater.
That's so dumb. I can bring it up, but it's...
No, but did you see?
No, I didn't.
One of these broads sold her bathwater.
Yeah. How much?
I think she got good money. She's
I
like
do
she
it.
Brought, but she gave like 23 dudes herpes.
From the bathwater?
From drinking her bathwater.
That's not true.
No, it's not. You can't get herpes like that.
But also, who drinks bathwater?
I feel a little nauseous.
That's gross.
I don't feel great.
I mean, you would want to drink the bathwater. Why else would you buy it?
Yeah, what do you want to just have it?
Yeah,
have
you?
Hey. It's like holy water.
Ooh, water. Who gives a shit?
Maybe you wanted to bless something with it.
Let me see her. Is she... Oh, Belle Def... Oh, she gets naked.
In the bathtub.
I saw her literally yesterday on a porn site. Yes, I don't know, but I think she just looks at the camera and goes... And that's it.
Yeah, it looks like
And then guys jerk off to her face.
That's so nice, though.
How much did she sell her bathwater for? Do we know, Shannon?
Bobby's looking it up. I remember it being like $30 or something really cheap. $30 for a container of it.
Nice. I mean, I would sell my bathwater.
And she is on Pornhub.
Wow. Can we see it?
I don't feel good.
This is her.
That's her? Oh, she's sucking dick on Pornhub? Fuck yeah, dude.
That's annoying. I don't know what just happened.
Shannon.
There we go.
There she is. Oh, fuck, yes.
She's not naked, though.
No, she's crazy. Yeah, she's smug.
Imagine being so pretty that guys jerk off to your face.
It must be nice.
Tracy needs to regularly
imagine being so hot, guys looking in the eyes when they fuck it.
Tracy just keeps it real, she says. Yeah, she's very hot. That chick's pretty fucking hot right there.
Yeah, it was $30 for a little thing.
A little vial? I would pay $30 for
she
a bathwater.
She sold 500 of them.
Get Lewis one.
500 times 30, $1,500. That's
just for a bath.
Here's my problem is that's not enough. It's not enough to like sell your dignity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dignity? Bathwater?
That's bathwater.
That's not dignity. You fill up. She can literally be by the sink.
Yeah.
Doing it. I would sell anything for any kind of money.
I'm assuming she makes enough money as a gamer, right? That it's like,
a nice little
it's extra money. It's
hustle.
Vacation.
It's just like girls who sell their underwear for $40. Yeah, you're like,
I would do it.
How is it worth $40 for you to like just kind of like have that memory of being so hard up for $40 that you sold your underwear?
No, I would sell anything.
I would sell anything for any amount of money.
Yeah. If someone was give me $20 for underwear, okay.
I have a guy that's continuously reached out to me to buy my socks for $300.
Why don't you do it?
Why don't you do it?
I'll send
you one. Should do it, Shannon. You have nothing going on.
And I'm very poor, so.
Shannon, I'll go to the post office and ship them for you.
I'll give you my socks. Yeah.
I'll send them a Teen Mom Trash Talk sticker.
Shannon, why wouldn't you sell them your socks for $300?
Because I just feel like
because that's the number that I say is kind of worth selling your dignity for. Yeah. Socks especially. Socks, that's not even a thing. That's like a...
Yeah,
feet are not hot to me at all. Like I'm not into.
Yeah,
feet.
I don't sexualize
like,
feet.
I don't
all.
Understand. So in my
sex
mind,
liar.
It's the equivalent
no, really
of somebody asking to buy my pen because they want to smell the wind in between my fingers. Smell
nothing.
I think feet have to be a thing.
No,
nothing.
From when
nothing.
You're a kid,
zero. Not even like a little.
Get your dirty foot away.
My
from
foot is
me.
So clean. Okay. Come here, Lewis.
Get your fucking.
Come here,
nasty
let me put it on
toes.
Your thigh.
I don't even care about fucking. I'm not even grossed
just
out.
Get a hoof job under the table.
I'm not even grossed out by feet. I'm grossed out because you're wearing open toe fucking shoes while
I'm
walking
through
New York City.
I'm wearing slides. No, I don't walk. I drive. What do you think? I'm garbage.
Well, did you drive into the studio?
Basically.
How'd you get in from the front where you
Noel
parked
carried
to here?
Me. Fuck yeah! Listen, I've gotten raped, foot raped.
What do you mean?
You got armpit raped.
Yeah, but also foot raped.
Yeah.
I got my wisdom teeth out when I was like 18 years old.
You did.
And I was dating this garbage man, super hot, and he was working overnight, so he sent
his friend... Is that a title or a description?
Both. Both. He sent his friend to go check on me, and I had taken a half of Vicodin. I'm not great with drugs, right? I'm good, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll do the foot job right now without that.
Yeah, I don't need
so
that.
So I'm laying on the couch, and I have a blanket on. My brother and his girlfriend are sitting on the love seat, and we're all going to watch Requiem for a Dream. You remember mm-hmm. this?
Also, a movie that I could not finish
oh, that
watching.
Was
that
bad.
Movie's rough.
I was yeah. I took a half a bike in, right? Yeah. So I'm laying on the couch.
You're going to be on television.
And the guy comes, and he sits on the end of the couch. He's like a friend of ours, but really a friend of my boyfriend because he wanted to see if I was okay. He puts my feet on his lap and puts the blanket over my feet. And I'm high. I'm real high. And he pleasures himself with my feet while my brother's sitting there with his girlfriend in my parents' house.
Now, was it?
Okay.
Was it?
Yes, he
in
makes
his
the
defense,
hole.
She
he
had Cracker hole. Jack slippers on.
No, he makes the hole. He jerks it over his pants.
Because some women have fucking, let me see your feet.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, you have those good arches. That's a good, that's a nice tight little hole right there.
Thank you. Never.
Can you show it to the camera?
First time.
Can you show it to the camera. Make the hole because it is vagina shaped as well.
She's doing the fucking.
How do I show it to the camera?
She's doing skank hands with her feet.
I don't even know how to show it to the camera.
Lean back.
Okay.
Lean back. Lean back.
Okay.
Lean back. Put your feet up on the table. On no, the no. Table? Toward the fucking.
I thought up there. SDR?
Yeah, put them up. Yeah, and make the yeah toward the.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but yeah, you know, no, no. We gotta put the like big toe to
you
big toe.
You gotta do like yeah.
Yeah, big toe to
like
big toe.
Flat.
Oh, was that? It was that fucking.
It was that kind.
Oh, that. I thought you were just gonna do like that with the feet.
Oh, like this.
Yes, yeah. That's what I thought it was gonna be. You gave them a lot of depth.
There you go.
There we go. It's fucking Flintstone feet.
Fuck you.
Girls ever put her feet on this table without Lainey running in and giving us prices.
You're welcome, guys. Lainey actually works.
But there are men who will take that.
Yeah, so he did that.
And jerk off to that. Right there. That right there. There will men that are going to take that and masturbate to
it. He did that, right? Oh, thank you. I hope so. Fucking Trixie Tuzini on Instagram and Twitter. I need joy in my life. He jerked off. He came through his pants. I was terrified.
Came through his pants.
Yeah.
So his dick wasn't out.
No. It was over the pants.
This guy loved feet.
My brother was there. He had respect.
That's a lot to come in, like to come in your pants. There's so many different factors there.
Yeah. I was pretty hot when I was 18 though. So
I don't know the angle that you could possibly, the only way I could imagine working is if you were sitting around him in
I was laying down.
Straddling his back with your legs around him with your feet over his dick.
Nope. I was laying down. He was just jerking himself at my feet. And then he came.
But I don't understand the angle that you could be at. Oh, you were laying that way. Your feet
I was laying
his...
straight, right. And he was.
And feet to feet, essentially. Yes.
Yeah. And then he was sitting up in a chair.
Okay. And a blanket over you guys.
And he was just. Okay.
And he created the tent with his knees.
Yep. So now he's jerking off with my feet. He comes, he leaves. He's like, okay, well, I guess you're all right.
Bye, bitch.
And he leaves. But I was so fucked up off this half of Vicodin. I couldn't really speak. I didn't know what was happening. Like, I know, like, it was just so confusing. Like, I couldn't say, like, hey, can you stop jerking yourself off of my feet? And then my brother's like, what? You know, like, it's a weird situation.
Yeah.
Also, I doubt my brother cared.
He didn't.
But you also just pulled your feet away.
I was really fucked up.
Did you feel
up.
Like you were sexually assaulted? Because,
I mean, it is what it is.
Because from his perspective.
When you walked away later, did it feel like the floor at the movies?
No, but I called my boyfriend. And I was like,
by the way, he's telling this story on a podcast somewhere going like, this whore jerked me off with her
feet. He wishes he was on the podcast.
Brother. No, wow.
No, so then I called my boyfriend the next day and I was like, hey, does your friend have like a foot thing? And he's like, why? No. I was like, no reason. No reason at all.
Oh, it was your boyfriend's
friend. It was
friend.
My boyfriend's
friend. I'm sorry. I missed that part of the story. Yeah. I was still in my head that you were dating a dumpster guy.
Yeah, whatever. He has more money than all of us.
Not the first one. Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
He's retiring this year.
You think that? You think
he's got a really
you think
good
a garbage
pension.
Man makes more money than me.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he has a pension.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
They do well.
Lewis, I'm not
no
stupid.
Way. Garbage. How much does the average garbage man make?
Overtime.
I'm not telling you how much.
No
money
overtime. He used to make like $150 a year with full benefits, with a pension,
and like a month vacation.
Yeah.
And that's
unlimited sick days. And then he also had a contracting company on the side.
The average garbage man makes $47,000.
Okay, that's a year. No, that's just base though. That has nothing to do with anything.
So.
And that's also just not in New York City.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you guys.
Yeah. I like a contractor. I like, he could fix anything, this guy.
My. That's fine.
I feel like I'm going to faint. I'm so excited.
I'm not.
Don't you know any guys that like do, you know, like drywall? Like that is what I'm into.
It's hot. I understand. I have very soft hands. I don't
yeah,
do
you're not going to do this.
I literally, I'll call a TaskRabbit.
Right, that's what I do.
That you call him.
what happened with Forever 21? They sent Atkins bars to customers.
Oh my god, yes, the plus size ones.
Yeah, so they.
I heard.
They claim.
I don't know. I wear a size medium.
Forever 21 sends Atkins bars to plus-size customers. Customers who ordered from Forever 21's plus-size collection got way more than they bargained for this week. The retailer sent Atkins low-carb lemon diet bars to its customers, which included those who purchased plus-size clothing. The tone-deaf move was called out on social media as a prime example of fat shaming. Hold on. Go down. Keep on. After the news broke, the fast fashion brand told Jezebel from time to time Forever 21 surprises customers with free test products from third parties
yeah.
from their e-commerce orders, and the Atkins bars were sent to customers who ordered any item, not just those who ordered clothing in larger sizes. The retailer added that Atkins bars have since been removed from Echo and Patio. All right, so here's what happened. Some fucking fatties got mad and got triggered because they saw an Atkins bar. It wasn't just...
Yeah, it was everybody got it.
Even the fucking headline is bullshit. It says to... Yes, that is a, it's a true statement.
They sent it to plus size customers. They sent it to plus size. They also sent it to regular customers.
They sent it to everybody, you fucking
jerk off.
They sent it to normal women, too.
Yeah. They sent it to regular...
Regular, normal...
Human.
Well, I could tell you this. Can I just voice what I feel about Forever 21? Because I think it's a little bullshit. If you go to their website, again, I heard, there's women, right? Men, kids, and then plus size.
Oh, there's a separate section.
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, no, you're not a woman. You're a plus.
You're a plus. Right.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I feel bad for anyone.
We can all get
like
fucking triggered by anything. Here's, you know, I was in Target the other day, and it was pretty funny because they have like the fat mannequins now. They're all over the place.
Mannequins, but they're not even fat. Please, that's like my goal.
They're pretend fat.
They got some fucking chunky mannequins. No, I'm telling you right now, we'd be calling them fat. There's no doubt about it.
Because you guys are pigs.
Maybe.
But Zach,
no, they're pigs.
Zach wouldn't be. Calling
I couldn't
them
even
fat.
Not fat shame the mannequins as I walked by. I was like, ew, like mannequins. That's actually a great joke. Yeah, like, is that a good joke?
Yeah, right.
It's good. No, that's the Shannon size mannequin.
I wish
I'm talking
I
about, they
like
have
that.
Big fucking
Shannon.
No, they have big ones. And but what they do is they put them all together. Like all the fatty mannequins are together. And all the skinny mannequins, there they are. All the skinny mannequins are hanging out. Yeah, just like mocking them across the way.
Maybe it's a bad angle.
There it is.
That wasn't a flattering outfit.
Bad outfit, right? No.
Yeah, so many.
Her neck's all frumpy.
Shit, that's not a great outfit. That's like a mixed media top.
Oh, look at this. There we go. You know, look.
Oh, they have the guys' fat mannequins too.
It's fine. Okay, it is fine.
Oh my God! No! That's not fine.
No,
what's going on?
A little head on a big body. That's upsetting.
Oh, there's my thighs. God damn it. That literally looks like me.
It's Lewis's modeling work. That's you on the Gaffigan show?
fuck, that really looks like me. God damn it. Even the face looks like me.
He looks manly. He looks broad in the show.
Fuck you, Shannon, you bitch.
Flat stomach, though.
Yeah, I wish my stomach was. Right? No, but he's got it. Look how high his underwear. That's my trick right there. Nice and high to fucking hide that fucking belly flop. God damn it. That is literally, if they redid the movie Mannequin with guys, I would audition for that role.
Oh, that movie was great.
Yeah. That was so good.
Yeah. No, but you know,
Forever 21, you can't be mad at Forever 21.
No,
that's fucking so stupid. What the fuck?
Target also puts their plus size clothes in the maternity section.
Yeah.
I heard. I saw some fat girl shopping there one day.
All right, look, we got a little bit of time left in the show. I want to answer some of these questions that we have. Great show so far, girls. Thank you very much for coming
in. So
and obviously, we were just kidding, guys. Go listen to their podcasts one more time. What are they called?
Teen Mom Trash Talk and 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hell yeah.
Boom.
Fuck yeah.
Boom.
All right, so yeah, Shannon, let's do some questions.
Are we going to do the scam of the day?
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for an answer. It's a question. All right, yeah, guys, we do this segment once in a blue. Sometimes we'll answer these questions, and we answer them very honestly. So I'm going to try to get some good ones here. For you guys, this is from Twitter today. This is a good question. Justin 254 on Twitter says, if Tony Hinchcliffe let you use the Kill Tony platform, would you consider hosting your own Kill Lewis? I love Tony's show. I love Kill Tony. I think it's fucking one of the best live shows, one of the best concepts out there. Anybody who has an opportunity to go see Kill Tony, go fucking see that show on the road, because it is unique, it's fun, it's really cool. If you don't know what the show is, open mic comics, or anybody can go up and do an uninterrupted minute of comedy, and then Tony Redband and his one or two guests essentially trash the fucking act, break it down, give them advice, interview them, and it's a really fun, exciting.
I'd rather be shot.
Cool show. It's really fun.
Yeah,
really
I'd rather be shot though.
But it's
as a comic.
As
I'd
a comic,
be shot.
It's a very naked feeling. But that's why that tension is great. And when people bomb, it's built to fucking. It always wins because when people do bad, the judges sort of shine. Mm-hmm. You know, and then if they do great, they do great. You know, but you know, I did that with Roastmasters, and I hosted somebody else's concept, and there was major limitations on how far I could take that and what I could do with it, and it was Brian Moses and Jeff Ross's show, and it doesn't really get me super excited to go down that path. So no, that wouldn't be something that I'd be really interested in. If I mean, look, like Legion of Skanks, if we did something like if Tony said this to do, I wanted to do Kill Tony East, hosted by the Legion of Skanks, I could be convinced to do something like that because I love the show so much, but I couldn't really. I'm so busy that I can't put any emotional effort or time into other people's fucking shit.
I'm so handsome, I can't do this.
No, I just have a lot of shit going on. I, you know, if it's not something that I can reap the benefits off of wholly and completely, it's not really worth my time doing it for the most part. Let's see. Next question. Italy what? Stefan, Italy what on Twitter says, do you think consciousness is a fourth state of matter? Once we die, is our conscious transported to another dimension or being, since matter cannot be created nor destroyed? Perhaps this is the gray matter of our brain. Also, if I post my jokes on YouTube, will you watch them?
No.
So, yeah. So what do you guys think?
I think that's the worst question ever. Skip it.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I have a headache just reading those words.
Next. And definitely will never watch your comedy.
No, that's it, dude. You fucked up.
Bye.
That was funny. It was good. A little misdirection there. It was funny the way he set that up. Good for him. Go support that guy.
He's like, big word, big word, big word. Here's my YouTube channel. Right. Blow me.
All right. What happened with Opie? This is from Slangin' the D. What happened with Opie? Realize answer, please. Nothing yet. I've DM'd Opie twice now to get him back on Legion of Skanks or to get him on Legion of Skanks. He hasn't gotten back to me. So tweet at him. Let him know if you want to see him on the show.
It's going
to
happen,
that.
Lewis. It's going to happen.
Let's see. Let me get a question that everyone could ask or answer. Let's see. Anything. No. There's nothing good.
Yeah, these people are lame-o.
They're not good questions. When's the next? All right, Sam Schiller 92 said, when is the next guest digital special? We don't have one officially on the books, but we're gonna do another one for sure. We talked to Metzger about possibly doing one with him. He seems
I'll do
very
one if you
interested.
Need, thank
we'll
you.
We'll do one with Tracy Carnazzo.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Can we do it like special? A 10-minute special?
Sure,
perfect. Maybe like a 7 to 9 minute special.
All right, let's see. That's it. I don't know. That's gonna be the fucking show. We're done, we're good.
I'm sad. This is so anticlimactic.
So, like,
I was really hoping you were going to do like a scam of the week.
Did I last dude of the week?
Yeah, but there was no good nominees this week.
Jeffrey Epstein, you win.
Yeah, you win. I'll say we're doing today. Later on, we're going to be streaming the episode that me and Jimmy Martinez recorded last night, and then we're going to add the argument that we had onto the end of it, so you guys could hear what we're talking about at the end of it. So that's going to be today at 4:30, right?
Yes.
Guys, streaming that today at 4:30. So if you guys are watching live today, 4:30 Eastern PM, listen to that. And that'll be on iTunes as well on Saturday. So you guys can go and check that on iTunes as well. Thank you for listening to today's show. We will be back on Monday. Thanks, girls.
We have a big plug.
Good, good.
October 19th, Caroline's on Broadway. Teen Mom Trash Talk Live.
Mom Trash Talk Live. Caroline's in Broadway.
October 19th, 3 p.m.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. We're going to go. I'm going.
Good. I can't wait
to see
you.
It's going to be nuts.
Yeah. Caroline's.com for
Love
tickets.
It. Love Bye. It.